This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is dedicated to teaching and preaching the coming Kingdom of God, a future kingdom in which Jesus will rule and reign in Jerusalem. I want you to get a Bible and a piece of paper and pen or pencil to follow along and write down the verses we're going to be studying. Today is the second Sunday in Advent, and the lesson is taken from the book of Isaiah in chapter 11. And this is a glorious passage. It's a beautiful passage. It starts out by saying, "A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall go out from his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt about his loins. The wolf shall live with a lamb, the leopard shall lie down with a kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, a nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp. And the weaning child shall put his hand in the adder's den. They will not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to peoples. The nations shall require of him, and his dwelling will be glorious." It's a beautiful passage from the book of Isaiah. It is a prophetic passage. It's a passage of prophecy. Prophecy is a study of the future. This does not exist today in our world. You look around you and there's turmoil everywhere. Yet this is a time of peace. We don't have a situation in our world where animals that are hostile toward one another lie down in peace. We don't live in a world where a child can go into an area of a wild beast or a snake, a venomous snake, and play in that area. But this is a picture of what it's going to be in the future. This individual that's spoken of here, this is described as a shoot or that comes from the stump of Jesse. If you look in your Old Testament, into 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, and also 1 and 2 Samuel, you have the early days of King David, how the nation of Israel longed for a king. Their first king was Saul. They wanted a king. This hurt God. He was disappointed, but he gave them what they wanted. They wanted to be like all the other nations around them. Rather than serving God and having God as their ruler, they wanted to be like all the nations around them and have a literal physical king in front of them that they could see. God anointed Saul as the first king. But Saul fell from God's favor. And the second king was King David. Jesse was his father. And there's a beautiful passage, it's in 1 Samuel, that this passage deals with David and David's rule as king. It's 1 Samuel chapter 7. And what I want you to see in this passage is a promise of something that is yet to come, something that David was going to be doing. He wanted to build a temple. He wanted to work with the Lord. And you see, David, being the son of Jesse, was Israel's best king, its best one, favorite, and in that day, there was peace. They did not have war in David's time of rulership. He ruled for 40 years, and it was a great period of time. It was a time when it was the golden age for that particular era. David was king, and there was peace on the earth in those days. But this was a sample of something that was yet to come, something that was future. And what I want you to see now, I made a statement just a couple minutes ago and have you write down 1 Samuel. I'd like to correct that. It is actually 2 Samuel in chapter 7. And this passage in 2 Samuel chapter 7 talks about David and the promise that God makes to him that he can build a house. Now, this shoot that comes from Jesse and the branch that grows out from his roots in the original text we read from Isaiah chapter 11 has a dual fulfillment. It's not only David that's going to rule and reign, but ultimately this prophecy of Isaiah 11 speaks of Jesus, because Jesus is the son of David. And you can see that in the genealogy spoken of in Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. Jesus is the son that's going to be born. And it is going to be this son who is going to rule and reign. We talked last week about the kingdom that's going to be set up on the earth from Jerusalem, and read that from Isaiah chapter 2. This person, when they rule and reign, the Spirit of the Lord is going to be upon them, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what his eyes see or what his ears hear, but with righteousness shall judge the poor, and with equity judge the meek. And the passage in chapter 11 goes on to describe this period of peace where, as I mentioned earlier, the animals that are hostile to one another will lie down together. We don't live in a time like this. But this, the person that's going to rise up, as spoken of here in the Old Testament, is Jesus, the Son of God. Another verse I want you to write down is from Deuteronomy and the 18th chapter. And Moses was speaking, and this, he was telling the people of Israel of what was going to take place. The Lord speaking, as this is written, the Lord God, Moses says, the Lord God will raise up for you. This is verse 15 of Deuteronomy 18. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your countrymen. You shall listen to him. This is according to all that you ask of the Lord your God in Horeb on the day near the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God. Let me not see this great fire anymore, or I die. The Lord said to me, they have well spoken. Verse 18 now, I will raise up a prophet among their countrymen like you. God is telling Moses, it's like him. And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. It shall come about that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. God is going to raise up a person similar to Moses from among the people's countrymen. This is a person who would be a Jew, who would be raised up out of the Jewish nation, like unto Moses, that God is going to raise up as a prophet. And God says, I will put my words in his mouth, and he will speak the words that I command him. God says, I am going to raise up an individual among the Jewish nation. From out from in the Jewish nation, this person would rise and be born. This was Jesus. Jesus, God's agent, the Son of God, who was born of Mary. And Isaiah chapter 11, as we have read here, he is also the son of David. Mary and Joseph were of the house and lineage of King David. And this person that was born unto Mary, begotten, literally born and had his very beginning with Mary, was Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah. And he is the one that Israel longed for. He is the one that the Old Testament spoke of. It is Jesus that Moses was telling the people, and God speaking to Moses, that would be raised up like Moses to be a prophet, that God would put his word, his message in this individual's mouth. That was Jesus, as he taught and illustrated the kingdom of God in his day during his 3.5-year ministry. Jesus was God's agent. Jesus was God's prophet. Jesus was the prophet spoken of in Deuteronomy that would be raised up from among his countrymen, from among the Jewish nation. Yet he was rejected. But this is Jesus that was to be born. And this is what the Old Testament looked for. The people anticipated this coming of the Messiah, a great day when Jesus would be born. The Old Testament doesn't look at this individual as Jesus. The Old Testament looks at a person who would be raised up from among the people, and he is not named as Jesus until the angel speaks the name to Joseph and Mary. But it shows an individual who is going to rule and reign, and the people looked for a Messiah, for a deliverer, and the Old Testament showed this, and Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament statements and prophecies. We know this is Jesus. We know it is the Son of God, and he grew up as a proper child, and he demonstrated the kingdom of God. It is Jesus who was from the stump of Jesse, that will then, as this passage in Isaiah chapter 11 shows, will rule and reign in peace. May God bless as you continue to study, and may God bless you as you worship him and his Son, Jesus Christ, during this Advent season.